This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall.
I ask unanimous consent that the trial adjourn until 1 p.m. Wednesday, January 22nd, and that this order also constitute the adjournment of the Senate.
Without objection, so ordered. The Senate is adjourned.
After a marathon day that went far into the night, the U.S. Senate today hears the first of 3 days of opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump, with House Democratic managers arguing he should be removed from office. Just before 2 a.m., the Senate voted along party lines to adopt the procedural rules put together by Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, rules the Democrats label as unfair. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
House impeachment managers argued for the Senate to subpoena the White House, the State Department, the Defense Department, and others. New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
Who has ever heard of a trial with no witnesses?
The amendments were defeated along party lines, while President Trump's lawyer, Jay Sekulow, says President Trump did nothing wrong.
Why are we here?
Jeffries responds.
We are here, sir, because President Trump solicited foreign interference in the 2020 election and corrupted our democracy.
Each side gets 3 days to present its case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
At one point during the night's heated language, U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts, who was presiding over the trial, pointedly called on both the president's defenders and House managers to tone it down.
I think it is appropriate at this point for me to admonish both the House managers and the president's counsel in equal terms to remember that they are addressing the world's greatest deliberative body.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Syrian opposition.